Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Burt Show.
Her sister wants her to co-sign on the new car she wants, but she's afraid her sister will ruin her credit. Listen, if you have a dilemma or you need some advice, you can always hit us up at theburtshow.com and shoot us an email. We'll read it, throw it out to the Burt Show fam. 9 times out of 10, somebody has been in the exact situation as you. Mo's got the email.
I find myself in a tricky situation, and I could really use some advice. My sister recently approached me about something, and I feel really torn. She wants to buy a brand new car. She told me that she needs a co-signer because she won't pass the credit check on her own. She turned to me, her only sister, asking if I would be willing to co-sign for her. While I want to be there for her and help her out, I'm also concerned about the potential consequences this could have on my own finances. My sister and I have always been there for each other. She supported me in other ways besides money, so I feel obligated to support her in whatever way she needs to. So, if I were in her position, I would hope she would help me too. On the other hand, I've worked really hard to establish a good credit score, which I'm proud of. I have plans to buy a house in the next couple of years. I'm going to need my good credit score in order to make that happen. Obviously, co-signing for my sister's car loan could risk that, especially if she were to miss payments. I've considered proposing alternative solutions, such as helping her find a reliable used car or assisting her in improving her credit score over time. However, I know she really has her heart set on this car, and she won't want to hear those options. I'm sure so many people have been in a similar situation, so I'd love to hear some advice or wisdom.
All right, so I don't have a sister, but I have a brother who I would do pretty much anything for. So if he came to me and wanted to do this, I would sit down with him, pen and paper, with a laptop, and I would establish out the gate, hey, I love that you came to me, and that you know I'll be there for you, and I want to help you, and that that you can come to me if you need something. I truly appreciate that, and I value our relationship. You know that I've got great credit, so of course you would want me to sign for the car. But I want to remind you that, you know, I want to buy a house in a couple years, and I really need this credit to stay top notch in order for me to get a good rate, blah, 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 whatever. So I just need us to put on paper here, what is your budget, and show me how you're able to afford this car, and I will have no problem signing off on it. Because I feel sometimes people think in like, they just in their head like, oh, I can afford this. But then when you actually put the numbers on paper, like how much you make and what you spend on your other essentials, turns out you don't have enough to cover that, you know, shiny brand new car, which sucks. And I know she wants it, but there's a lot of things in life that we want that we can't get at the moment. That could potentially, like, we could potentially get, you know, a couple years down the road. So before just like blind signing, I think you got to do your due diligence and have your sister write out her budget to prove that she can afford this car and will be able to cover the payments.
I agree.
Would that be an insult though if you did that with your sister?
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think that's fair because, I mean, obviously credit is a big deal. And I would be afraid that if nothing else, it would damage my sister and I's relationship if she didn't take it seriously or if she couldn't maintain the payment. So I would do it for her because she's my sister, one. And two, the line where she said, if I were in her position, I would hope she would do it for me. So if you feel that way, I think you should help her. But I certainly think you should come up with a plan that makes you both feel comfortable about doing it.
Don't do it. Just don't. You already have reservations in your gut about it. And here's the thing that's going to stay. The inquiry is going to stay on your report for 2 years. So if you want to buy a house within the next couple of years, it's going to show up. If she defaults on payments, you're responsible. So you are going to get turned over to collections, or you're responsible for the payment. I just think when it's a long-term loan like this, it's messy. And if your sister was like on the up and up, and I don't know, for some reason she couldn't, she needed you as a cosigner, but you knew she had a solid history of payments on time, that's one thing. But because there's always already the I'm not sure in your gut, don't ruin your own credit score. This isn't about not supporting her. This is about making sure you, what you worked for, isn't ruined.
Now, what if you put that, presented that to your sister and be like, hey, here's some things that could happen if these payments don't get made on time. And like made sure she was aware of all of those facts.
I would not feel comfortable if I had any doubts at the outset putting my future in the hands of somebody else. Unless I knew I could cover the car payment just fine without like it being a problem, then I'd probably sign. Like if I were Richie Rich and I could be like, I got you this month, then I would sign.
Abby?
For me, I think it depends solely on who your sibling is. Like for me, I know my brother would never miss a car payment, so it wouldn't be a huge risk for me, even though I would probably have a lot of anxiety about it. Uh-huh. So I think it just really depends. Is your sibling responsible enough to take on, would they take this loan as seriously as you would? And also I'm with Kristen, like you got to do what any loan giver outer would do and do a little bit of a history. Make sure that this person can afford it.
Does she have the budget to do it?
You got to know your sibling, because I have 3 sisters. I would do it for 2 of them.
And we're going to leave it at that.
It's the Burt Show.